Hello and welcome to Fent Show, conversations with entrepreneurs, where they share their challenges and lessons learned through their journey to earning a living doing what they love. I'm Diana Lopez, and welcome. Hello, hello, and welcome to Fent Show. My name is Diana Lopez, and I'm very excited today because I have a very special guest, Carolina Burquez. Carolina is a financial advisor with Northwestern Mutual. Her goal is to help the community reach all their goals, personally, professionally, financially, and spiritually. And through financial planning, Carolina creates a roadmap to help individuals plan with a purpose in all areas of their lives. Besides her practice, Carolina is also one of the co-founders of Fem Latinas, an organization whose mission is to help women empower themselves by offering inspiration, resources, and connection. Hello, Carolina. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for being here, for joining me in person interview.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Great. Thank you very much for being here. And I know you drove, and we did like a special in-person interview for this episode. So, before talking about your projects, I have a type of icebreaker question, if you remember. What was the first thing that you bought with your own hard-earned money?
So the first time, it took me a while to think about it, but it was my first car, the purchase of my first car. I remember it was like, I saved up like $2,000, and at the time, like not even 18 yet, probably like 17, it was a lot of money to me. So that was really, it was really awesome to be able to do that.
Wonderful. Treating yourself.
Yes.
I love it. And well, before talking about like all your other projects, when people ask you, like, what do you do in like elevator pitch sort of way, what do you respond? Mm-hmm.
So I help individuals and women specifically reaching all of their goals, whether that's, you know, personally, professionally, financially, and spiritually. My job is to be of a resource to them. And my practice has allowed me to do that.
Yes, I love that. But not only do you, like, do that with your practice. So tell our audience about how this translates to you helping out the community, because it's a lot of what you do.
Yes. So it goes a little bit further back. So how I started in this industry was, the reason why I started in the industry, I studied finance. I went to school for finance to specifically become a financial advisor. And the reason was, you know, my parents are both Mexican. They're immigrants. They came to the U.S. and they worked very hard. But one of the things that I noticed very early on, I mean, it was very noticeable. We always had money issues. We struggled financially. And like, we were never able to purchase a home as a family. We were never able to take like really big trips because my parents didn't know how to save or how to reach their financial goals. There was no guidance. So I knew that I wanted to make sure that I helped individuals not go through the same thing that my parents went to, specifically a Latino community here in San Diego. So that was my main idea, my main focus. So I became an advisor to be that resource to them. So ever since I started, it's been giving back. So one of the things that I do is I have my brand called Planning with a Purpose. And I do have, you know, I give workshops and seminars about, of course, financial planning. But also I focus on any area, like, you know, what do you need to do personally in order to get to a certain goal or to get through hard times, or, you know, what do you need to do professionally? How do you get to the next level? And also spiritually, right? I am a big believer. I'm not like super weirdly spiritual, but I'm not like specifically focused on one religion. But I do believe, you know, that God is my center, and that's my, you know, my personal relationship with him. But at the end of the day, it can be whatever, you know, whether it's what you believe in the universe or in God or whatever it is. But I do believe
aliens.
You do need to have a spiritual center and truly know who you are, what your identity is, in order to achieve anything or to help anyone, right? So that's one of the things I do. I give back through my Planning with a Purpose workshops. but I'm also involved in, you know, Fem Latinas is an organization that I love, and I am the co-founder there. So that's about women empowerment. So I'm always trying to, you know, do whatever I can get myself into. You know, I love speaking. I love being in front of people and just sharing my story with the hopes that it may help another individual.
And tell us a little bit more about Fem Latinas. For those that don't know about the organization, what is the goal? What's the mission? And what is your role in the organization?
So my role is I'm one of the four core co-founders of the organization. And the organization's mission is to help and empower women to become the women that they were destined to be. But most importantly, you know, we do that through connection, and we really try and give them the tools necessary in order to get them to the next level. But we also know, and the idea and the true core of the organization is seeing true transformation. We love, you know, other organizations, and there's many women empowerment organizations. I think there's a huge women empowerment movement going on all over, right? Yes. And it's beautiful to see how women unite. But we noticed that at least a lot of the conferences that we have been attending is a lot of, like, you know, there's different kinds of speakers that share their story. And a lot of people, you know, when I go to these conferences, I get pumped up and I'm ready to go. But then maybe a day after, it's gone. Like, the energy is done. So what happens is that there wasn't a true transformation. So what we want to do, whether it's our workshops or our retreats that we do with Fem Latinas or conferences, the idea is to give a space where women can truly heal and break whatever barriers they have in order for them to have a true transformation to then become leaders. Because the idea is, once we're not here, it's not just about, you know, my partners and co-founders, Jesse or Sandra or her mom or Jesse's mom, you know, that we're not going to be here at some point. So we want to build the next generation of leaders so they can, you know, also rise in the organization.
I love that. And also you say you do it through workshops. And then there's an event coming up, if I'm not.
Yes, there's an event actually this Friday. This one's in Spanish. I'm trying to translate or think about translating in English. It's like, how do
you have a big event coming big. Soon.
Oh yeah, the big one, the conference that's going to be in January. So that's the big one. So we do have monthly workshops, and it's going to switch. So 1 month it's going to be in Spanish, the other one is going to be in English the next month with different topics. Sometimes there's going to be different, you know, speakers. You know, sometimes there's going to be a panel of women, like this next one on Friday. But yes, we do have a big conference coming up in January.
I love that. And can you tell the audience a little bit about that? What is the, you know, what is going to make this conference different than other conferences that you've been to?
So we want to truly make it unique, whether, you know, there's going to be, of course, like entertainment and stuff, like it's going to be fun, but at the end of the day, entertainment and glamour is not going to be the focus of it. It's going to be really truly getting, you know, once you step into that door, the goal is to create a true transformation. So women, once they get out, they're different, or they're, you know, more aware of where they want to go. So it's helping these women truly become empowered, because we do believe all women are empowered. They just have to truly find their light. So how do we help those women shine their light? And that's the whole idea of transformation.
I love that. So much inspiration behind these words. But let's talk a little bit of, like, going a little bit, you know, before. What's your story? What would you say that was your fear before, like, taking the leap into just, you know, doing what you're doing right now? Because right now you're very aligned with, you know, everything's aligned. Your purpose, your project, Fem Latinas, and your job. But can you share with us what was, like, maybe holding you back, or maybe those thoughts of maybe fear or doubt that you had?
Yeah, fear is definitely the biggest thing that's held me back in the past. I think, I mean, I've been working since I was, you know, very young, and I was always working for someone else. Ever since I was in college, I was working in this industry. So although it was a blessing in disguise, I guess, but I also got to see another part of the industry that wasn't really beautiful or very nice. A lot of these companies say that they do the right thing for the client, right? That they're really trying to help them, but their actions said something completely different. So I started catching up to that, and I was like, well, I know I want to help individuals. I want to help my community, but that's not the way I want to do it. I don't want to be that type of advisor. So the first thing that came to my mind was, okay, one, I need to find a company that truly aligns with me, who I am, my values, my ethics, and everything I believe in. So once I did, it was taking that leap of faith, because I went from working for someone to, yes, although I work for a company, right? It's my own book of business. It's my own practice. It's my own business. And that was different, and that was very scary for me. So that was one, the leap of faith I had to take, is leaving the known to go into the unknown, and just trusting that this is my place, and this is my where I'm supposed to go and my path. But I think what's been really difficult, and I think we all have it when, you know, we're entrepreneurs and business owners, is fear. And then if we don't know how to control our fear, then it creates doubts. Mm-hmm. And it's always been like, you know, in business, you have these roller coaster rides, right? Like, you have really amazing months, and then you got really, really bad months. And then it's the roller coaster. And especially the first few years in business, they're the hardest.
So they are the hardest.
Yes. So right now it's riding the roller coaster, and I know I'm still riding it because I'm not where I want to be yet, but I know I have very clear where my goal is and where I'm going.
But you're doing very well for your first 2 years, right?
Yes. Well, no, it's not only like my practice, but how you said everything is in synchronicity, like Femlatinas, and everything just fits perfectly.
Yes. And Femlatinas just started. So it's like, you know, last year was your, you know, 2 years ago, your business, and then Femlatinas was this year. Mm-hmm. And then
yes.
I know something's coming up. So can you share with the audience what's coming up? What's next for you, because you have yes. more like things cooking up.
Yes. So we were just discussing earlier, I do want to create a podcast. We're doing one through Femlatinas, and that's when it's going to be a little more collaborative. But this personal one is going to be my brand, Planning with a Purpose. So I'm still, you know, in the works. It's still in the works, but it's going to come very soon. But the biggest one, and this is the one I'm very excited about, it's I've always loved to write. Like, writing is one of my biggest passions, and I'm pretty good at it in both English and Spanish. So I want to write not a bilingual book, one in Spanish, one in English, but it's going to be called I Was Created to Create. And then eventually I'll do a book called Planning with a Purpose as well. But that's very much in the horizon, and I think my idea is having it like by January or February of 2019. So I want to start writing, or at least have the structure yes. complete.
Uh-huh. That's so exciting.
I need to push myself. I do.
So even more, come on. So when it comes to like practical steps for those that are thinking of launching their business, is there something that you typically say to women when they want to get like their finances together mm-hmm. to start a business? What would you say are like three practical steps?
One, you have to absolutely plan. So I focus on financial planning, but one of the things I do with either a prospect or a client is, before we even go into the numbers, is, you know, what are your goals? Well, you know, all of them, personally, professionally, financially. And you have to be very aware where you want to be short-term and long-term. So have some type of structure, some type of plan, because that will be the roadmap that will help you achieve or get to the goal, right? And achieve all the goals that you want. That is one. Two, I would say is don't mind what people say. People will always have an opinion, especially your loved ones, people closest to you, they're not going to get it. And if they do, that's beautiful. Hold on to them. But for the most part, you'd be surprised. Even family members, you know, like they're supposed to be your structure, your backbone. And sometimes they don't get it, and it's not their fault. They don't see the vision. So my second tip would be, no matter what people say to you, just keep going. Because only you're the only person who truly knows what your dreams are, what your goals are, and where you're going. The rest doesn't matter. And I promise you, once you get there, they're going to be like, I always knew you could do it.
Yes.
And then the third and last would be dream big and don't be afraid of, you know, what people, again, what are they going to say? If like, oh, that's such a big dream. It's okay. The bigger the dream and the scarier the dream, the better. And if they're not scaring you and they're not big enough, I'm sorry, if they don't scare you, they're just simply not big enough. So dare to dream big.
Huge.
Yes.
Huge. I love that. And when it comes to your clients, how you have been building your own business, mm-hmm. what do you attribute to getting clients? Is it the networking, people you know, branding, or is it, do you attribute it to, you know, giving back? Because you say you were doing a lot of workshops, and mm-hmm. is that one of the ways that you started to grow your business?
Truly, and I think one of the biggest things, of course, referrals are great from clients. I do believe when I do a good job, my clients will do good to me. It's just, it's reciprocal. But besides that, I'm not like pushy, like give me more referrals, like at all. I've always been very much of, you know, building personal relationships. So of course, giving back through my workshops is huge because the people who go are people who are interested in the topic or subject. So of course, you know, they're good prospects. That's one. And two, networking. Oh my gosh, especially that first year. I was everywhere and all the events of all the nonprofits and all the organizations. Like I was everywhere. And now I still network very much, but now I'm more like, okay, I can decide what events I want to go to. But networking is key. Whether you do it via LinkedIn, which I am horrible at, by the way. I'm more of like networking and like in-person events.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And those are good tips for everybody that wants to, like, you know, start their business or grow their business services in case they have services.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, do you have like extra ways to make revenue besides everything that we just talked about right now?
So right now,
you're like everywhere.
I'm like everywhere. So my biggest right now main source of revenue is my business, is my practice. I love it because it's a beautiful, very difficult industry, but it's an industry where I have different sources of revenue there. You know, in some products I make a commission, in other products I make residual, depending on what is implemented. So even within my company and my business, I have multiple sources. Mm-hmm. But even outside of that, right now, Femme Latinas at some point, we are one of the founders, so it's not necessarily, that's not going to be my source of revenue, but hey, if it comes down the line, that's amazing. I'm not expecting it. I do that, you know, from the bottom of my heart, and I would continue doing it even if I didn't get a penny for the rest of my life, and that's my, you know, my thing. But at some point, the book, of course, I do want to publish that book, so, and sooner rather than later, so that hopefully is. And I'm really going to start with the whole podcasting is really seeing how other podcasters, if down the road it creates another source of revenue. My idea is to have different resources, different vehicles, like in finance and investing. You can't put all of your eggs in one basket, because exactly. If you trip, the basket falls, all your eggs are gone.
Exactly. That's one of the best tips that you can, you know, give to the other.
Diversify.
Diversify. Different streams of income.
Yes.
And well, before we go, do you have a book that you recommend the most when it comes to like business or motivation that you recommend mostly, and why?
So I love reading. I'm always reading tons of them. Think and Grow Rich is like my all-time favorite. I read like everything, whether it's motivational, self-development, business. But the one that I recommend now, it's a book that I'm reading now. It's called The Last Lecture. And it's a beautiful little book. I probably started reading it, like, I don't know, maybe Thursday, and I'm already almost done with it. And it's just one of the books that, like, it does have life tips and motivation and stuff, but it tells it in the story. And it's about a professor who, you know, when you're a professor, you get chosen. It's a very big deal, I guess, in some universities here in the U.S. You get chosen to give the last lecture of the year. And usually it's about life and how you can tie that in with your profession or whatever. And they're beautiful topics. Well, this is about a guy who is a professor, and he got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. So over 80 or 90% of people who have pancreatic cancer, you know, pass away. It's very difficult to survive. So he already kind of knew what was coming. The treatment didn't work. And what ends up happening is he gets asked to speak and give this last lecture. Well, it was actually going to be his last lecture ever. So although it sounds sad, there was so much knowledge. Yeah, it's a beautiful. He gives so much knowledge, and he also did it to give to leave us a legacy and as a memory to his three children, little children, right? He left three kids behind and a wife. And but the whole story overall, it's beautiful. And the biggest thing it talks about, this is what I forgot to mention earlier, for the speakers who are listening to us in English, it talks about living your childhood dreams, achieving them. If you wanted to be an astronaut, find a way to like go to NASA at least for an internship, like whatever, or go to the, you know, whatever it is. Like, although they seem crazy, or they might seem crazy to us now, find a way to achieve them all. And he talks about that, how little by little he achieved all of his childhood dreams and wants.
That is nice.
It's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And well, before we go, I know you've given a lot of tips, a lot of knowledge here, but I know that you might have even more in you. So for women that want to, or anyone actually in the audience, that wants to start a business.
Yes.
What would you say to them if they're like have, you know, something that's holding them back, but it's mostly a mindset thing? Like, what would you say to them?
I would say to, well, one, never doubt yourself, because sometimes, and it's not that we want to doubt ourselves, it's sometimes we just don't really know what the power that we actually hold inside of us. So connect with other women who are like-minded. Even if you're not there yet, connect with women who already are, so you can follow their path, or you have someone to ask questions to. Like, I might be one of the people who like ask questions, even if it's something like super dumb, like I'm bad with technology, and I told you, like, I sometimes can't figure out what button I click in my Outlook calendar that like messes something up, and then I have a coworker who like has to fix like something dumb. Like, they're dumb questions, but ask them. Connect with like-minded women or like-minded people, you know, and really build those friendships that are going to love you, care for you, pray for you, but also that when you fall, that they're right next to you picking you back up. You need those people in your life. But for the people who are starting a business, it's going to be tough. And I'm not going to lie. And sometimes you're going to cry, and I still cry. But it's going to be worth it long term. And just always keep your eye on the prize. And that's the best thing I can say. Don't lose sight of it.
I love that you're sharing, you know, you're being raw here, you know, so you're saying, like, I still cry. Like, it's not, you know, all rainbows and sunshine. It's really, really... It continues to be difficult, and more so if you're like in the first 2 years. And it's good that you're sharing this, because, you know, some people think that it's like, oh yeah, it's so glamorous.
And, yeah, and roses and rainbows. And I'm in an industry where like, oh yeah, everyone like makes tons of money. It's like, yeah, I have good months, but then I have really bad months, like anyone in business. And I am raw, and especially with my clients too. Like, you want to see my own my products, the services I have. You want to see my own plan? Here it is, because I do believe in being very honest, because people can ultimately see right through you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so many golden nuggets here.
Thank you
so much. And we could talk for hours, hours, but unfortunately, we cannot. But thank you for those last pieces of advice. And before we go, how can the audience find you? Just give them like your website, your socials.
On both my social medias, you can find all of my accounts pretty much. But the ones I use more is Facebook and Instagram. So you can just find me on Instagram. It's Carolina _ Burquez. My last name is Burquez. And you can find me the same on Facebook, Carolina Burquez. And that's pretty much where I'm always posting. And, you know, I don't do many live videos, and although I should. And that's been one of my challenges. And I've been a little more present. So, but yes, that's how you can find me.
I love it. And well, thank you so much for sharing everything. Your story was very inspiring. And So everybody, I'm going to add all of this in the show notes. And thank you very, very much for listening. We also have this episode in Spanish, if somebody out there wants to, like, you know, sharpen their language. It's at Fed Podcast. Thank you so much for listening until the end. To check out the show notes on this episode, visit the website fentmedia.co. Follow us on social media as Fent Show. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I also have another podcast in Spanish, also interviews with women entrepreneurs, called Fent Podcast. Thank you so much to my producer, Norma, from Idea Digital Studio, for all her help. And if you really like this episode, please share and leave a review so other people can also share the love and get inspired. Again, my name is Dana Lopez, and thank you for listening.